The Americans come to Burton Bradstock. Tony thinks it was in July 1943 that the first Americans arrived in the village, and suddenly GIs were everywhere. There were two camps, towards the bridge to Freshwater, with the cookhouse being the first building, and on the Weymouth Road, just either side of that road, billets on the right and the cookhouse on the left. Both Tony and John remember where the cookhouses were, as the Americans used to give the children cookies. They remember a lot of coming and going of troops, and something always seemed to be happening. The Americans were very friendly and generous, and there was no hostility to them from villagers. The GIs would mix in. An American band came to play on the playing field, and the Americans organised parties for the children in the WI Hall. At these, all the children were given 2 shillings and a bag of sweets, great riches as sweets were rationed. John remembers chocolate bars and little packs of sweets, which you couldn't get in Britain. The Americans showed films, Mickey Mouse and Popeye, and organised dances for older people in the WI Hall. The children watched through the window, seeing their parents jitterbug to jazz and jive music. The Americans mixed in well, going to drink warm British beer at the Three Horseshoes and the Dove, which was their favourite. Villagers invited the Yanks to tea and made them welcome. The GIs gave the girls nylons and chocolate and kept the villagers supplied with cigarettes. American officers, billeted in the two houses on Burton Cliff, gave talks in the village school about America and let the children wear their caps.